Stark naked in front of a mirror, she pinches her sides. She tilts her head from left to right to take in all the angles of the image before her, seeking imperfections. She holds in her breath and lets it go, raises a hand to her forehead. I'm Ashley Inveld.
Richie Sorcy.
Tom Van Howling.
With WRPR.
The image she sees is a stranger.
What is beauty?
In a society where bigger is always better, the exception has always been the waistline. Clouded by images of what society perceives as beauty, men and women of all ages are starving to obtain that image of perfection.
Body image issues have been around for years. Magazine covers, celebrity influence, and media portrayals have dictated what the ideal size, shape, and form should be.
But media left one key thing out. Everyone is different.
My name is Debbie. I'm soon going to be 54 years old, and when I was in my early 20s, I struggled with an eating disorder, anorexia. I went down to 82 pounds. I realized that I had a problem when my husband-to-be proposed to me, and I was very happy and said yes, and a week later started to have feelings that I wasn't sure. And because of what I had seen in my parents' marriage and what I was told by my mother that, you know, her feelings about men, I started to question my decision to get married. And I was in an emotional state of panic. I was about 128 pounds, and I did want to lose a few pounds at that point anyway for preparation of my wedding. But it got out of control, and I just was having a complete emotional upheaval because for so many years I had been burying my feelings and what I had seen. My father was a very abusive husband, and as a small child I watched my mother be abused, and then I listened to my mother tell me that men would hurt me. So at this pivotal point in my life, it all culminated and it came to a very panic situation for me. And once I started shedding the pounds, they just kept coming off, and the eating disorder provided a diversion for me not to think about the pressures of my upcoming wedding, but rather to focus on lose more weight. So by the time I got married, which was about a year and a half, I guess I went down to 90 pounds. And once I was married, I still had a lot of the fears that I had before I got married about marriage and men, and I kept losing weight until my husband said, you know, this, we can't go on like this. We want to start a family. We can't go on like this. You have a problem. And so I went and I got some help.
What did it feel like when you were told that you were finally pregnant?
Like I had won the lottery. And I felt that I had triumphed over a very long battle. And even though it still tugs at me and it's a monkey on my back, I've come a very long way. I feel like I've really overcome a lot. But having my children was the biggest blessing I've ever had, and it was more than having children for me. It was living out my dream. And even though I had a lot of obstacles in my way, I wouldn't let it stop me. So it was the happiest day four times in my life.
Eating disorders often develop as a means for the person to escape or control at least one aspect in their life when everything else seems to be spinning out of control. Though to the average person, the measures taken to keep control are seemingly drastic, to a person suffering with anorexia, these moves seem perfectly sound.
Hi, I'm Jill Cavaldi. I'm a senior, and I'm the publicist at the Women's Center.
Do you feel that body image and eating disorders is a more important of an issue on Ramapo's campus?
I think it is crucial on this campus because, I mean, like any college campus, you have a whole bunch of young adults living alone for the first time. And part of living alone for the first time usually is dealing with your diet and regulating what you eat. And a lot of times you see that people who either had eating disorders in their home, you know, continue to develop them and get worse in college because suddenly they don't have to monitor themselves as closely, they don't have to hide it as much. You know, or you see people developing eating disorders because, I mean, the whole, like, stereotype of the freshman 15 thing is so prevalent. You come to college, you know, you don't necessarily know how to maintain your weight, how to feel healthy and happy. So we develop bad habits, and it's good to kind of open that dialogue up and provide support to students who might be struggling with it.
25% of college-aged women engage in binging and purging as a weight loss management technique.
The body type portrayed in advertising as the ideal is possessed naturally by only 5% of American females.
And what do you think body image and eating disorder, who do you think it affects the most on this campus, male or females?
I think it affects people in different ways. Women definitely have more public struggles, I guess, with body image and eating disorder. It's kind of like so ingrained in our culture that there's just so much pressure on women to look a certain way and even behave a certain way, you know, like with diet culture and with just so much. It's almost like a communal activity to a degree, dieting.
47% of girls in 5th through 12th grade reported wanting to lose weight because of magazine pictures.
69% of girls in 5th through 12th grade reported that magazine pictures influenced their idea of a perfect body shape.
However, I think that eating disorders impacts men in an equally difficult way, in the sense that a lot of men who struggle with eating disorders often struggle alone and in silence because our culture doesn't really acknowledge that men have eating disorders. You know, often we treat it as a joke, and so men who do struggle with that often don't feel like they can come forward and get help. You know, they don't know that there are resources out there for them because no one tells them.
Eating disorders are not gender specific. Although generally more common in females, about 10 to 15% of people with anorexia or bulimia are, in fact, male. Because it seems cliche, according to researchers, some men are less likely to seek treatment for eating disorders because of the perception that they are women's diseases.
I'm here with Juan de Los Angeles. Hi, Juan.
Hi, how are you?
How long have you struggled with body image issues?
About 2 years now. I found that the need for perfection became greater and greater in the last 2 years. I believe I've had every eating disorder you can think of, and extreme dieting was to the absolute extreme. I was bulimic for some time. I was anorexic for a lot of the time. I would eat so little that I would get dizzy throughout the day. I almost got into a car accident because I'd only eaten like an apple one time in a single day, and I almost fainted in the car.
Since then, have you kicked those habits, or are they still there? Are they prevalent in your diet?
The thought is always in my mind. It's always at the back of my head. I have been healthier about it. I've been making the right choices. The results aren't as amazing, but I still do get results, slow as they may be. It's for the best that I got rid of the worst habits.
How do you feel people portray men having eating disorders as opposed to women having eating disorders?
For guys, it's pretty unheard of. Guys are just like, they'll eat anything, they'll just go running, it'll be fine. But guys do struggle to look good all the time. They just don't want to be heard thinking that, oh, I'm on a diet. It's not a guy thing to say.
42% of first through third grade girls want to be thinner.
81% of 10-year-olds are afraid of being fat.
You have to be happy with yourself. That's the first part. If you're not anyone telling you that you look great or you're skinny will ever supplement the fact that you yourself think that you are good looking.
In today's world, there is so much help out there for girls and so many loving, kind hearts to help them and walk them through. And there's so much more understanding today of where eating disorders start, that any girl that is struggling with low self-esteem, self-hatred, if they look in the mirror and they see themselves as being heavy when they know they're thin, get help. Talk to someone. Share it.
What is beauty?
Can we find it in skinny jeans?
On a magazine spread?
On the television screen?
Eating disorders are crippling both physically and mentally.
The eyes begin to lie to the brain and beauty becomes an impossibility. It is said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
So, look in the mirror and beauty is what you will find. I'm Ashley Inveld,
Richie Sorcy,
and Tom Van Howling
for WRPR.